Simon and Schuster Audio presents And Never Let Her Go, Thomas Capano, The Deadly Seducer, by Anne Rule. Read by Melissa Leo.
It was after midnight on June 30th, 1996. But even so, there was a yellow glow behind the sheer curtains framing two small windows on the top floor of 1718 Washington Street in Wilmington, Delaware. That was unusual. The young woman who lived in the third floor walk-up was known to be an early riser, the first one to arrive at her job, and was almost always in bed well before the 11 o'clock news flashed on the little television that sat on the radiator near her bed. If the 60-watt bulbs behind the lacy curtains were whirling red and blue lights, they could not have signaled more alarm to those who knew her patterns. Silhouettes moved past the windows. There were people in the room, pacing, staring out at the dark street below, drinking yet another cup of black coffee. Sleep was not an option for any of those who waited there for a knock, a call, anything that might reassure them that the burgeoning dread they felt was only the result of their overactive imaginations. Fear often begins with the slightest niggle that something taken for granted can no longer be trusted. It started that way for the brothers, sister, boyfriend, friends, and co-workers of the young woman who lived in that apartment. There was nothing dramatic to go on. She